This is American Roots, exploring the impact American music had behind the Iron Curtain during the Cold War era. In 2001, we did a program about Louis Armstrong. One of the most compelling stories was his self-proclaimed role as a cultural ambassador, playing his trumpet for the U.S. His bass player, the late Arvel Shaw, and the late Joe Muriani on clarinet joined us to talk about Satchmo, the jazz diplomat in the early 1960s. Here's Arvel Shaw.
Louis Armstrong made more friends for this country than any politician or diplomat ever. That's why they named him Ambassador Satch. We were the first band to go behind the Iron Curtain. We played in East Berlin. We played a week there, you know. After we finished, there was nothing, no restaurants, no nothing. There was absolutely nothing to do. So after two or three days of this, Louis said, no, let's go to West Berlin, because West Berlin was swinging. And so they said, well, Mr. Armstrong, you can't do that. You have to get the permission from the Soviet Union and from the East German government. You have to go through Checkpoint Charlie. Remember that? He says, well, I'm going to try it anyway. Let's get in the bus and go. And here come these Russian soldiers with these little machine guns and Tommy guns. Poor driver, he was sweating. He was scared to death, you know. And you could hear the guns starting to click, click, click. You know, one of the Russian soldiers looked over and saw Louis. He says, Louis Armstrong. And he called all the guards in. They all came into the bus. Louis signed autographs and gave them pictures and everything. And he said, go ahead through. You know, when the American ambassador heard about it, he was shocked. He said, how in the hell did you do that? I can't do that.
Grab your hat, baby. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet and the sun is high.
One of Armstrong's dearest friends was the late jazz pianist Dave Brubeck, who toured worldwide with Louis for the State Department. Brubeck and his wife Iola worked with Armstrong on songs for what would become The Real Ambassadors musical in 1962.
It was first done at the Monterey Jazz Festival, and then we did it again at the 40th anniversary of it.
I'm the real ambassador. It is evident I was sent by government to take your place. All I do is play the blues and meet the people face to face. I'll explain and make it plain. I represent the human race and don't pretend no more.
And I think the people understood it even more today, what Louis was saying through my wife writing the words for him.
Your wife, Iola, wrote the words to that.
Yeah, and at that time, Louis was the greatest ambassador for the United States, more than anybody. The crowds that followed him and came to hear him all over the world. He was really the voice of America.
Love to me is like a summer day.
Well, we wanted to capture that in, Louis called it an opera, maybe an operetta. And Louis loved those songs.
Still and warm and peaceful. Even clouds that may drift by can't disturb our summer sky.
It seems to me that a song like Cultural Exchange is quite prescient. I mean, it reminds us of the value of all the cultures of the world, and Armstrong and you seem to have been pretty in tune with that.
Oh, yeah. President Eisenhower sent me out, but first Louis went out, and before Louis, Dizzy Gillespie.
The State Department has discovered jazz. It reaches folks like nothing ever has. Like when they feel that jazzy rhythm, they know we're really with them. That's what we call cultural exchange.
Eisenhower knew how important it was for us to start exchanging culture and ideas and everything. So he sent me first behind the Iron Curtain to Poland, then to Turkey, And then right along the border of Russia, we went to Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, East and West Pakistan, India. And that was one hardship tour, I'll tell you. It was tough, but it was important because we realize how important jazz is to the freedom that we're trying to establish in the world.
Talking with Louis Armstrong's friend and collaborator, the late great pianist Dave Brubeck. Search at AmericanRoots.org for full interviews. In 1958, Elvis Presley was drafted and stationed in West Germany. The Soviets are said to have viewed Elvis as a tactical threat. East German news agencies called him public enemy number one. In Elvis's film G.I. Blues, he included this train song on American Roots.
Is this train the Frankfurt special?
Go, 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 go.
Ain't this outfit some special?
Go, 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 go.
Well, we heard rumors from the bases.
Go, 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 go.
Frankfurt girls got pretty faces.
Go, 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 go.
Go special, go. Go, whistle, blow. Frankfurt special's got a special way to go.
When we get to our headquarters,
go, 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 go.
We'll be good boys and follow orders.
Go, 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 go.
Don't take girls from one another.
Go,
no, 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 no. They'll treat a sailor like a brother.
Go, 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 go.
Go special, go. Blow, whistle, blow. Frankfurt special's got a special way to go.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Around we'll singing on the home flat track. Water busting the blowing stack. Towns and villages flying by. Farewell, Fräulein, don't you cry. You'll soon get another job. Come on, train and get to let out. One more day we gotta sweat out. Frantic Fräulein's at the station. We're ready for the celebration.
Go, go, special, go.
Sweat out.
Go, 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 go.
Our frantic Fräulein's at the station.
Go, 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 go.
They're ready for a celebration.
Go, go, go,
go. Go special, go. Blow, whistle, blow.
Thank you, Elvis. Coming up, our conversation with Rick DeLisle, DJ for Armed Forces Network during the Cold War. One of its listeners was Joachim Fritz Kralodat, whose mother fled with him to West Germany as Soviet troops advanced. Joachim came to the U.S. at 14. His American name became John Kay. When John named his band, he reached back to the German writer Hermann Hesse and the mysterious novel Steppenwolf. 1968 on American Roots.
We can up, let the sound take you away. Last night I hung a lead and slant, and so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came and took the lamp away. I looked around, a lousy candle's all out.
The Monks, XGIs, their tune Monk Time, 1966. The Monks were five American soldiers stationed in Geinhausen, Germany, and turned rock and roll expats. They cut their hair like medieval priests and wore religious habits, sending German teens into a frenzy as they bashed and boogied on local bandstands. Before that, Steppenwolf's Magic Carpet Ride. And we'll be back to ride the airwaves with Rick DeLisle, who DJed on Armed Forces Network Radio in Berlin. Did music have a role in bringing down the Berlin Wall? Find out when American Roots returns.